scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
All right, we are here with Quentin Musty here at Sharks Development Camp in 2025. And so now, man, you'd link back to where you were 2 years ago, and this is, you know, you've been here a couple of times. Is it weird to look at all these kids in the situation that you were in a couple of years ago, the first time being a part of this?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I mean, I'm starting to feel a little old at this camp right now, but yeah, it's fun to watch them come in, and, you know, it's good to be able to help.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of feel helpless coming in here sometimes, you know, not knowing, you know, what's all going to happen, what's going on. And, yeah, it's nice to, you know, feel comfortable here.
Yeah.
You know, last year I also felt comfortable being my second year, but, you know, this year even more. And, you know, being able to show guys around, you know, not even just the rink, just, you know, the city, places to eat, stuff like that. Just having a little bit more knowledge about, you know, where I am has been nice. And, you know, trying to, you know, forward it to them. So.
Nice. That's awesome. By the way, I called you Q on your way in. Is that your go-to nickname? I mean, you have a last name that lends itself very easily. Is it, what do people call you? What's your nickname?
Usually Q or, Q. You know, Mustard since I was young, but that one doesn't really stick around. Yeah, usually just Q.
What was Jumbo calling you?
Oh, he called me Q as well.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
He's kind of in charge of the nicknames, it seems.
Yeah.
So whatever he's calling you, that's going to stick. So let me ask you about last year, man. I mean, I was so stoked for you. I saw so much potential, obviously, since the minute we drafted you. And then you get the hand injury right there at the start of your season. Did you have to, like, not let yourself get down to say, hey, this is sports, injuries are part of the game? Or did you just allow yourself to be frustrated for a week and then get back to work?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, when you get injured, you know, the work doesn't stop. You know, you still got to, you know, stay in shape because, you know, you're coming back at some point. So,
yeah
just, you know, it was a quick turnaround, you know, going home, you know, after that, getting it all taken care of, and then right back up to Sudbury. And just, you know, it was my last year. So, wanted to be around my teammates and, you know, just, you know, taking that last year. And, you know, juniors, you know, I know a lot of people say this, but, you know, it's the best years of your life. So, it was a lot of fun, you know, even with the tough year I had with injuries, it was, you know, still a lot of fun to, you know, spend that last year with my teammates.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it was awesome. And then you got to make your debut with the Barracuda. How was that from a learning standpoint for you?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, obviously at the end there, I was kind of coming back from another injury with my, you know, shoulder and stuff. So, yeah, it was tough, you know, just coming in. You know, it's an older league, you know, than obviously the OHL, and just the pace and, you know, physicality, just coming back in. You know, I felt a little timid at the start, you know, with my shoulder, but after that first game, I felt like I got better and better as the games went on.
Yeah, I was about to say, I imagine after you get that first game out of the way and you realize, like, okay, nothing, everything feels good, or maybe you're sore after the game. I don't know if anything feels good after a game, but nothing broke. I mean, was that just kind of a huge stepping stone for you to kind of move forward? You're just like, all right, I can do this.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. You know, obviously that first game is something you look forward to, and, you know, it's big to, you know, get games like that in because, you know, you can see, you know, what part of your game works still. And, you know, there's obviously stepping stones to each league. And, you know, it's good, you know, get my foot in the water and, you know, see what works at this level and what doesn't. And, yeah, I feel like I started limiting mistakes and, you know, playing better as the games went on, like I said.
Yeah, no, it's a huge and it's important step. What are your goals for this upcoming summer and then heading towards training camp and stuff? Like, how do you view things?
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously, you know, going to do everything I can to make the team this year. I mean, it was, you know, disappointing for me, you know, that I wasn't ready last year, but, you know, I understand the decision. You know, I don't think I was ready last year, and, yeah, just doing everything I can to, you know, come in, and, you know, I love playing, you know, love being here, but, you know, hopefully I'm on the other side the next year. So, yeah, I'm just working towards that.
That's a lot have been said about, you know, Mike Greer with making sure guys want it and guys fight for it and work to get to that next level. And you said just now, you're like, yeah, I wasn't ready. Did you feel that way at the time, or is that something that you've been able to kind of process since? Because I'm sure you're an athlete. You want to compete at the highest level at every moment. It's not always easy to hear someone say, we don't think you're ready yet, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was my first, you know, full training camp. Yeah. Obviously, my first year, I got injured there, so I missed about 2 weeks of it. And yeah, it was a tough month and a bit there. And I just, couldn't keep up with the pace and, need to come in, in better shape. And that's my goal coming in for this year, to be ready for that. And, because you got to perform during training camp, and then obviously, you get preseason games, you got to perform there. So you can't get burnt out. And, I think I was pretty burnt out last year, and that just goes to show I got to be a little more ready this year.
Nice. I was about to say, you do look a little bit thicker this year than you were around this time last year. Is that, or is there a lot of time in the gym and just kind of making yourself a better athlete?
Yeah, just, trying to build as much muscle as possible. And then, obviously towards the end of the year, cut off some of the body, or the end of the summer, cut off some of the body fat. And then, hopefully I come in with a lot more muscle and, still at the weight I want to be. So, yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing right now. Eating a lot. And,
good. You look leaner than you did at this time last year. That's the thing. It's like the work is paying off. And I like that's the weird thing about hockey. It's like we need you to get bigger, but we also need you to be faster and quicker. You're like, you can kind of tell me two things there at the same time.
Yeah, it's tough to do. Obviously, I didn't really start training until I was my second year in the OHL. I realized I didn't grow up in a huge hockey family where they played hockey, and obviously Buffalo, there's not a lot of kids that come out of there. So yeah, I was late to the training scene, and just finally getting obviously being here helps. And I got a great group back in Toronto that's been helping me the past 2 years, just get everything dialed in, and hopefully come in and know my body and be quicker, faster, everything that you said.
Nice. Here's the other question: when you're not doing the whole hockey life, how do you chill? Are you a golfer? Are you barbecuing? Are you playing video games, seeing movies? What do you do?
Yeah, I'm pretty solid golfer. Nice. I golf a lot, and the summer, my girlfriend lives in Dallas, so I usually go down there for a bit of the summer, and it's great golf down there.
Yes.
And obviously being here for last 2 months, at the end of the year there, there's a lot of good golf here too. So yeah, I'm more of a golfer, and hanging out with buddies and stuff like that.
That's the way to do it, man. Yeah. Just chill, play golf, watch some sports.
Yeah.
The Bay Area allows for a lot of that. So.
Yeah.
Well, right on, Q. I appreciate you making some time for me, man. Really looking forward to what's next for you, and I promise you I'll be bugging you for more interviews, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.